Spring is when plans start becoming real, trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
True North Stores Beverage Clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, goal!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer. And Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is officially live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. We're opening the show tonight with trophies being lifted here in the U.S., brackets being busted, and some of the best postseason drama we've seen in North American soccer in years. Let's start with the NWSL Championship. Gotham FC pulled off the unthinkable. They were the last team in to the postseason, the 8th seed, and they rolled all the way through to lift the trophy. We'll jump from there into the MLS playoffs, where the top 2 teams in the East crashed out over the weekend. Lionel Messi put on an absolute clinic, and the Western Conference delivered one of the best playoff matches in the history of the league. Let's start with the NWSL and Gotham FC. You don't get many stories like this, honestly. An 8 seed, the last team in. You don't get many stories like this where they go from getting in, knocking out. They have to play the 1 seed. And in this case, in the NWSL this season, the 1 seed was the Kansas City Current, who set a record for quality in 2025. They were almost unbeatable, but then they were beaten. Gotham had to go through so many difficult games on the road. They get the Washington Spirit in the final, and they take care of business, winning 1-0. It's their second title in 3 years. Are they a dynasty in the NWSL? I don't think so. And I'm not trying to diminish what Gotham has done with 2 titles in 3 years. But when the second title is a surprise, and yes, they were underdogs. I know Jaden Shaw took offense to the underdog tag, and she said something that I'd probably just let her say it for herself rather than repeat it. I think that takes away a little bit from a dynasty conversation, but it doesn't in any way diminish the achievement. Gotham is one of the best teams over this run in NWSL history. No way around it. Rose Lavelle has been at the center of that. She scored the only goal in the final, a moment of pure class. First touch, brilliant. Just the finish that we have seen from her so often. Rose is a player who has maybe not been what we hoped overall because of injury. She's had very bad luck with injuries. This season, she's battled injuries all year long. But she's a player who is a big moment player. You don't have a lot of those at this level that decide these games for you with moments of magic. She did. Bruninha, great run down the wing to create everything. But Lavelle with the finish, that's why she's one of the best players to ever play in the league, to ever wear the U.S. Women's National Team shirt. I do think there was a big mistake made on the other side in this match for the Washington Spirit. You saw a really difficult injury to their star defender, Hal Hirschfeld, and it was pretty clear from the jump that she was not going to be able to continue. The way she stepped, her ankle rolled over to the outside, and as somebody whose ankles are basically silly putty, that's tougher to come back from quickly. She tried, and full credit to Hal Hirschfeld. It's a final. You have to give everything that you possibly can to try to stay on the field. I have no problem with her trying to gut it out. But this is why you have a training staff. This is why, as the manager, you make these decisions. It was pretty clear when Hirschfeld got up and got off the field that it was unlikely she would continue, and Washington had players warming up and were probably in the midst of making a decision. But then they had Hirschfeld run up and down the touchline on the far side, and you could see this on the TV broadcast. You could see her running, and then all of a sudden you saw her go back down. At that moment, that had to be the moment to say, okay, sub, do it now. It wasn't. It kind of lingered on, and Hirschfeld ended up coming back into the game, which happens sometimes because you're trying to give that player who is coming in just a little bit of extra time to warm up. You got to try to get on the field because maybe 10 and a half players is better than 11. But in this case, Hirschfeld is part of the breakdown that leads to the goal. They had moved her into a different position in the back line by this point, which was a smart move. But she was really just unable to track and unable to run because of the injury. And she can't turn and defend in the way that she needs to in that moment. It was clear sooner that the substitution had to happen. And I think it's one of those moments that the Spirit coaching staff will look back at and say, man, we should have done this sooner. And maybe things turn out differently. They didn't. And Lavelle gets the goal. A real shame for Washington that they were dealing with the injuries to Trinity Rodman as well. Rodman did come into the match, was mostly ineffective at that point. And it creates a big talking point going forward for not just the Washington Spirit, but the NWSL as a whole, and a number of major European teams that are reportedly interested in signing Trinity Rodman. Rodman, when she is healthy, is, in my opinion, the most electric player in women's soccer in the world. The problem is she's not healthy often. And she said it herself that the issues she's having with her back might not ever be the same as she was when she broke into the league. That doesn't mean she can't still be a top player, but it does have to give you some pause when you are thinking about a major investment. Now, she's going to be a free agent, so you're not going to pay a transfer fee in this situation if you're looking to bring her in, or if you're another team in the NWSL, you're not going to have to go after a trade here or any of that. But you're going to have to pay a lot of money because somebody will. Even knowing that injury history, somebody is going to put up a large contract offer in front of Trinity Rodman. They're going to take the gamble. Should you take the gamble if you're that general manager in that moment? It's not the same answer for every team, but it's just one of those things that you do have to think about when you're making this decision. It's not an easy one, and it's not purely about the amount of money that'll be spent. I think the amount of risk is a big part of this conversation as well. The NWSL continues to grow. It's on a great trajectory with Atlanta coming into the league in 2028. The numbers are backing this up. you got the TV ratings in today, and viewership for the final on CBS and Paramount Plus was up 22% from last year. That's significant. Now, look, we're not talking NFL numbers on these kinds of ratings. So, you know, you're not going to see NFL numbers jump that much because there's only so much more they can jump. This is a significant jump. It's the most viewed game in league history. The league's growing. You get two expansion teams coming in next year that are going to raise the level, raise the bar. You've got more stars than ever before. The storytelling is getting better. The games are in more places, so it's more accessible. This was the kind of run to the final and the kind of final that the NWSL needed going into 2026 and beyond. So Gotham from eighth seed to champions, unreal, a great season in the NWSL. And now the offseason is going to kick in. There's going to be a lot of conversation about what happens next. Let's jump over to MLS. The Eastern Conference turned completely upside down over the weekend. Both number one Cincinnati and number one Philadelphia, number two Cincinnati, knocked out at home. Playoff chaos. Let's start in Cincinnati. Inter Miami with a dominant win in this one. Lionel Messi took over. He scored the opener and then added three assists, one of them with the outside of his foot, which is one of the best passes you will ever see. If there's anything that I love in this game on a pass, it's an outside of the foot pass, the Trivella pass. I love it. The story behind this is even more impressive because there were a lot of questions when the lineup came out and Luis Suarez was not in it. Matteo Silvetti started as he did in game three against Nashville when Suarez was suspended. Javier Mascherano made a gamble here on his lineup and he got it 100% right. Silvetti assisted on the opener. Silvetti was great throughout the match. And what he did is he gave you the ability to press higher up the field with him and Tadeo Allende, even Messi defending. It worked. Now, is it going to be the same against New York City? Maybe not. And that's something you do have to keep in mind. Just because something worked against one opponent doesn't mean that it's going to work against another one. Javier Mascherano has had a good season in charge of Miami. I think we've seen things that he's been able to get out of this team that we had not seen previously, and it's impressive. There were a lot of jokes made at Javier Mascherano's expense when he was announced as the Inter Miami manager. There have been a lot of comments that have been, frankly, incorrect and frankly, really short-sighted about his work this season. He's showing that he's a legit manager. This is his first club job, and he's showing that he is legit. I think Pascal Janssen is showing that he's legit as well at New York City. They might have had some masking tape, maybe some paper clips. They might have used some chewing gum, went full MacGyver on it. And they got their lineup together, and they were able to get it done at Philadelphia with a 1-0 win. Alonso Martinez out injured during the international break. The Pigeons, they pieced together a lineup. They kept Justin Hack in the back, where he's been great for this team since moving from the midfield. Kevin O'Toole came into the midfield and played next to Johnny Shore, and they got the job done against a very good Philadelphia midfield. But the moment is just total quality that decides the game. Nico Fernandez Mercado has been really good for this NYC team, and he found the ageless wonder Maxi Morales, who I feel like has been in this league since the beginning almost. He made a great run off the ball, and Nico puts it into his path, and Morales with a great finish. Just outstanding in this one. Philly had to play with the ball a little bit more than they're probably comfortable with. They did what Philly does. They fouled a lot. They were very physical. They pressed when they had the moments to. But NYC never broke and never conceded. Matt Freese, who is probably going to be the U.S. goalkeeper at the World Cup, he made a huge kick save, a great reaction save. Philadelphia out. Cincinnati out. So NYC will go to Miami in the Eastern Conference Final. Out west, San Diego, the one seed, and Vancouver, the two seed. It's chalk, but it wasn't exactly easy for either one of them to get here. The Vancouver LAFC game, the 2-3 game, one of the best playoff games in league history. No question about it. LAFC, who was my pick to win MLS Cup after they signed Sung Heung-min, they couldn't get it done, and Steve Cherundolo's time in Los Angeles is over. He said he was stepping down at the end of the season. Vancouver jumped out to a 2-0 lead. LAFC got two from Sonny in the second half. The second one, just a ridiculous free kick to tie it. Vancouver goes down to 10 men. Tristan Blackman gets sent off for a second yellow, so they're going to miss him in the Western Conference final. Then an injury that makes Sebastian Berhalter go from the midfield to right back. LAFC is all over Vancouver, hitting the post in stoppage time, but they in extra time stoppage time, they just can't find the goal. It goes to penalties. Sonny puts it off the inside of the post. Mark Delgado puts it over the bar. Vancouver did miss one, but they get it done in the fifth round and they advance. Just sellout crowd, amazing atmosphere. What a night for the league in Vancouver at BC Place. And then last night, San Diego just kind of stayed calm and got the job done. Minnesota's going to sit back and defend and make it difficult for you. San Diego had a lot of the ball. They couldn't find the breakthrough. They didn't really let Minnesota hurt them too much in the first half. Then Minnesota did find that breakthrough. They're usually good for one of them. They found it early in the second half. Shot gets past Pablo Cisniega, the goalkeeper, and Ian Pilcher slides across the goal line to keep it out. Brilliant play to keep San Diego in it. And then it's just a matter of time before they end up finding Anders Dreyer. What a backheel from Corey Baird off the end line to flick it back to Dreyer, who slammed it into the roof. San Diego, they win 1-0. They will host, in their first season ever, they will host the Western Conference Final with a chance to go to MLS Cup Final. Now, if NYC wins and San Diego wins, that game would be in San Diego. If Miami wins, they'll host the final, no matter what. Vancouver would host the final if it's against NYC. The Pigeons, unfortunately, as a lower seed, they would not be able to host the final if they pull off another upset. The other thing about these four teams that are left, all first-year managers, and when you're looking at Atlanta United and you're looking at Tata Martino come back, yeah, it's not his first year in the league, but it would be his first year in this run with Atlanta United. Javier Mascherano took over for Tata. Pascal Janssen, first year at NYC after they moved on from Nick Cushing. Mikey Veras, first year with the club. First year for him as a club manager. Same for Mascherano. And Jesper Sorensen in Vancouver, a lot of people thought they had made the wrong decision in moving on from Vanni Sartini, and Sorensen has taken them so much further. It's been so impressive. Four first-year managers who have created structure, culture, so impressive with what they've done. So there you have it domestically. Gotham go from the 8th seed to win the NWSL. Rose Lavelle with another classic moment. MLS, top two seeds in the East. Adios. Messi being Messi. It's just what he does. NYC being gritty. Vancouver surviving the chaos. San Diego just staying calm and doing their thing. It's trophy time. And it's been a lot of fun watching these games in both leagues. We've got two conference finals in Major League Soccer this weekend. Talk about all of those next week. But coming up next, we're going to get into World Cup updates, and there's quite a few of them. We'll get into it on the other side of the break. You're listening to Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? I was so amazed at how he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube.
I think we should call a doctor.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We're about a week away, just a little over a week away, from the World Cup draw. It's going to be next Friday, December 5th. The actual draw will start at noon. Well, let me rephrase. The actual program that includes the draw will start at noon from the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. There's no telling what musical performances or other shenanigans will be going on instead of just doing the draw. I think it's a two-hour window to do this, which probably could take about 10 minutes if they just focused on it, but they won't. So just buckle up. It's going to be a long day. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage all across the stations here at Odyssey Atlanta. We're going to have talk about this throughout the day. I'm going to have a special Atlanta Soccer Tonight at 6 o'clock after Dukes and Bell, leading you into Atlanta Hawks basketball that evening. We're going to know what the groups are. We're not going to know the schedule, but we're going to know what the groups are. I'll explain. There's been some news today. So, everybody in the world, like the World Cup final will have 3+ billion people watch it. There might be a billion people worldwide watching this draw next Friday. We're going to get the roadmap for the first ever 48-team World Cup. We'll know things like the groups. We'll know the bracket pathways. We'll know who the U.S. will open with. It's going to be a fun ride. Now, tonight, we're going to go through a couple of changes that have been made to the format and announced today by FIFA. The seedings, what each of the pots look like. Some of the rules, just so you know, going into the draw. Also, a couple other updates from FIFA. They have made a ruling on Cristiano Ronaldo's red card in World Cup qualifying, and they broke precedent on that, shockingly enough. And we'll talk a little bit about what this tournament could mean off the field for Atlanta and other cities in the U.S. Let's get into it. So the biggest headline today isn't just that this is the biggest ever World Cup. They have fundamentally changed how this tournament will work. FIFA confirmed that the four highest ranked teams, Spain, Argentina, France, and England, and I totally agree with those rankings. Those would be the four for me. I think who the teams are is fine. Each of those teams will anchor separate knockout pathways. If all four reach the semifinals, that would be the first chance that they could meet. So this is a massive shift. No more bad luck, bad side of the bracket kind of situation. No more draw randomness affecting your knockout round difficulty. If you're a top four team and you take care of business, which means you win your group. So if you stumble in the group and you come in second, then that's blown out of the water. But if you win your group, you're going to avoid one of the other top four seeds. So Spain and Argentina as the top two seeds are on completely separate sides of the bracket. If they win their groups, they can't meet until the final. I'm good with this. I have no problem with it. FIFA wants the biggest names on the biggest stages late into the tournament. And if they win their groups, that's fine. It's better than it used to be in the past where these things were just randomly set up, and it didn't always work out for the best for the tournament. Thank you. This is a good move by FIFA. I like it. So the group stage format, it's 12 groups of four. The top two teams advance. Eight of the best 12 third place teams advance. That puts you into the round of 32 bracket, which is no reseeding, no redraw. It's preset. Coaches will know their entire knockout path depending on where they finish in the group. Now, the third place teams, it gets a little complicated, but they'll know if they finish first or second where they slot into that bracket. So next Friday, this draw is going to be at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Yes, the president will be there. Yes, there will be all kinds of performances and things handed out. And I think there's a new award that's being made up to give to the president. Welcome to FIFA. This is just how these things go. The actual draw itself, I mean, I've seen it. It could take 45 minutes. It probably should take, again, like 10 to 20. But they're going to drag all of this out to keep the pomp and circumstance going. Now, we know the U.S., their opener is going to be June 12th. We know what groups the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are slotted into because they are host seeds, and we know where they fall in the tournament. We don't know who they'll play yet, but we know where they will fall because we know what cities they will play their group stage games in. Now, we know the U.S. will also play, we found this out today, a pot three opponent in the opener. So here's a couple rules about how this draw is going to go. Every group of the 12 will have a European team in it. No more than two European teams in a group, though. So every group's got to have one. You can't have more than two. And then no group can have more than one team from any other confederation. So you're not going to have two South American teams. You're not going to have two CONCACAF teams. You're not going to have two African teams or two Asian teams, or there's only one Oceania team unless New Caledonia gets to the tournament, which would be amazing. So that kind of sets everything up. Your top seeds, your pot one teams. We mentioned the top four seeds, Spain, Argentina, France, England. The three hosts, the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The other teams that are in pot one, Brazil, Portugal, Netherlands, Belgium, and Germany. Germany barely got in to pot one. They almost fell into pot two, which would have created some chaos. Pot two is the danger zone. These are the next 12 best teams in the world. You don't want to get any of them in your group, but you're gonna. You're looking for the back end of this pot, not the front end of it. The front end of the pot, the first half of it, you could get Croatia, who was in the final in 2018. You could get Morocco, who was in the semifinals in 2022. You could get Colombia, who was in the Copa America final in 2024. You could get Uruguay, although with what we saw about the U.S. dismantling Uruguay recently in a friendly, I'm okay with that. Then it's Switzerland, then it's Japan. I don't want to see Japan in this tournament until a knockout game late. Your back six of pot two, Senegal, Iran, South Korea, want no part of them. Ecuador, want no part of them. Austria and Australia. Pot three, this could be the trap because pot three has a team in it that I think is as scary as anybody outside of the pot one teams. Norway, they're at the front of pot three. Australia got into pot two. Norway's in pot three, which means you could have a brutal group and have Norway and Erling Haaland, who is one of the best strikers in the world that you got to deal with. The rest of pot three, it's Panama, Egypt, Algeria, Scotland, Paraguay, Tunisia, Cote d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, Uzbekistan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, South Africa. Pot four, and this was another announcement that FIFA made today, all of the playoff winners will go into pot four. There had been some reporting that they would base what pot the team who won that section of the playoff would go into based off the highest seeded team. So, for example, Italy would have been in pot two if they had qualified. Not doing that. So, everybody who qualifies out of the Interconfederation playoffs, that's two teams, and all four of the UEFA playoff winners will go into pot four. Italy would not be a typical pot four team, although they haven't made the tournament in the last two times. Denmark would not be a typical pot four team. They should have won their group. They failed in the last two games. Your pot four teams outside of the playoff winners, it's Jordan, Cabo Verde, Ghana, Curacao, Haiti, and New Zealand. Want no part of Ghana in this group either. So these are possible groups for the United States, just to give you possibilities of what is actually legal that could happen. You could see the U.S. with Japan, with Egypt, and with New Zealand. That could happen. No, sorry, that actually could not happen because you don't have a European team in it. I apologize. So if you had this group, for example, the U.S., Uruguay, Scotland, Jordan, yep, that could happen. Possible nightmare, you could have the U.S., Croatia, Ivory Coast, and Italy. That would not be fun. You could have the U.S., Croatia, Norway, and Ghana. That would be scary. I think the worst possible group that the U.S. could get, and this is somewhat off the top of my head, United States as the pot one team, Morocco as the pot two team, Norway as the pot three team, and Italy as the pot four team. That would be the worst possible group the U.S. could get, I think. You could maybe argue Denmark into that spot in the pot four, potentially. I wouldn't necessarily argue against that. You could put maybe... No, Morocco's the one who probably scares me the most out of pot two, to be honest. Norway definitely scares me the most out of pot three. It's going to be a fun ride. We're going to be talking a lot about it between now and next Friday. Now, a couple other extra things came out today. Cristiano Ronaldo, he was sent off against Ireland for an elbow, violent conduct. Should be a three-game suspension that would carry over into the World Cup. However, because it's Cristiano Ronaldo, allegedly, possibly, maybe, that's not what happened. It is a three-match ban on paper, but the two follow-up matches after missing Portugal's 9-1 drubbing of Armenia, like that mattered, the other two matches of the suspension are put on probation for a year. So unless he commits another similar offense between now and then, he's eligible to play for Portugal in their opener. This is extremely rare. Like two similar red cards this month, an Armenian player and a Burundi player, they've got the full three matches. They're not Cristiano Ronaldo. Ronaldo gets the benefit of this. Portugal thrilled. A lot of people kind of side-eye on this decision. I don't think if this was, you know, there's probably a few other players that this would happen to, but not many. It shouldn't happen. It should have been a two-game suspension. Now, I'm not fully clear on if FIFA could go two games versus three games here. Three games feels harsh for a straight red with violent conduct. Two as an automatic feels fine. And if he had to miss the group stage opener, that's not the end of the world. Considering a very similar situation happened to players from smaller soccer countries and they got a full three games, Cristiano Ronaldo should not have gotten one game with two games on a suspended ruling. That's not fair. All right. We're going to talk a lot between now and next summer about what's going to happen off the field for the World Cup. There's some reporting coming out about some of the expectations for this. Right now, the expectation is 1.2 million international fans that will make the trip to the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. I believe this is just for the U.S. portion of it. The average stay they're expecting for people who come over, 12 days. Daily spend, over $400 a day. Average fan who's going to make a trip for the World Cup from another country, they're not just coming for one game, they're going to attend at least a couple. So that's just the international travel. That's not factoring in the domestic travel, which will absolutely happen as well. This year, international travel arrivals were down over 6%. Next year, the projection is flipping about 10% up from that, from where it was previously, driven by the World Cup. Billions of dollars in activity, record hotel occupancies, and a lot of this is going to happen immediately after the draw, after the schedule comes out next weekend. The host cities, including Atlanta, are going to become global tourism hubs for a full month. You pair Mercedes-Benz Stadium with MARTA, with Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, best airport in the world for this, best airport in the tournament for this. The density of hotels, restaurants, nightlife, all in that corridor downtown with more opening, Hotel Phoenix, for example, and Centennial Yards is going to open on December 1st. More and more coming. Atlanta's proven track record hosting these kinds of events. Whew, it is going to be a big, big time financially for the city of Atlanta, for the state of Georgia, for the entire country. It's going to be a big deal. There's going to be a lot of people coming to visit us next summer, and we'll find out maybe what countries they're coming from by next weekend. And we'll have coverage of that throughout the next week plus here on AST, on 92.9 The Game, on Off the Woodwork, on Soccer Down Here. Don't forget, all day on December 5th, we'll have updates here on The Game. We will have live coverage from the Brewhouse Cafe, Atlanta's oldest soccer bar, America's best soccer bar, according to many. We will have all of that for you next Friday. But we'll set the scene a little bit more next Tuesday for you on AST. Coming up next, it's the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Coming up next on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing we can do to help maximize your total project value. Our pre-project planning services can help you win the bid and stay efficient. So give us a ring and see how this one more thing can make all the difference.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I'm Jason Longshore. This is 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app or the Off the Woodwork podcast, which if you are not subscribed wherever you get your podcasts, you need to, because there's going to be a lot of content there coming up soon as we get you ready for the World Cup draw. We keep you up to date on what's happening in the Atlanta United off season. We look ahead to 2028 and the NWSL coming to Atlanta. Atlanta Soccer Flashback. I'm dropping special episodes there on Off the Woodwork consistently. Next one is going to take you all the way back to the first World Cup in 1930. Off the Woodwork, wherever you get your podcasts or on the Odyssey app. But now it's time for the 343, which is brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game. Let's start on the local side. For the second time in two seasons, the third time in program history, the Emory women's soccer team will be one of the four teams remaining as the Eagles advanced to their second consecutive D3 Final Four, 1-0 win over Pomona Pitzer Sunday afternoon in Virginia. So joining the Eagles in the Final Four, UAA foes, that's the same conference that Emory is in, University of Chicago and Washington University in St. Louis, as well as Tufts University. That's who Emory will play on December 4th in the national semifinal. It's going to be held in Salem, Virginia. Kickoff will be at 6:30. 20 wins for Emory's women's team, 21-1 overall this season, program record with 17 shutouts. This year's Emory team joins the 2012 and 2024 teams as national semifinalists. They are still looking for their first national championship in team history. Number two on the local side, let's stay at Emory. For the first time in program history, going back to 1958, the Emory men's soccer team secured a berth in the NCAA D3 Final Four as the Eagles defeated Dickinson College 4-3 in penalties on Sunday in Lynchburg, Virginia. They will be joined by St. Olaf, Tufts University, and Trinity University, and Emory will play Trinity in the semifinal next Friday, December 5th, on the campus of Roanoke College in Virginia. Emory's men's team, 16-1-4 overall. Dickinson, unfortunate for them, they did not lose in regulation this season. They end their season at 16-0-8. More Georgia schools as we go to number three on the local side. More Georgia schools still alive in the national tournaments as well. On Saturday, Truett McConnell, ranked number 10 in NAIA's women's rankings, they made program history by hosting a second round match. They won 4-2 over Cumberland University. They will go to the round of 16, which is held at a single site in NAIA. That's part of their national championships. It will go round of 16, quarterfinal, semifinal, and final. Huge win for Truett McConnell getting there. They are 19-1-1 on the season. They will play on December 2nd in Pensacola, Florida in the round of 16. They will be joined by Life University's women's team, who also made it to this stage. They beat Tennessee Wesleyan in the second round of the tournament. They will be in Pensacola next week. They will play on December 1st. On the men's side, you have two teams that are going to the NAIA National Tournament, Life's men, the Running Eagles. They will join Georgia Gwinnett. The NAIA men's tournament will be in Orange Beach, Alabama. Life got there after a 4-0 win over Milligan. GGC got there after a shootout victory over the University of Rio Grande in Ohio in a second round game in Lawrenceville. That one needed penalties. 4-3 in the shootout. GGC 12-2-4 overall. All right, four headlines from around the world. Let's start with Champions League matches today. I'm going to run through these quickly if you have not seen what happened today. Bayer Leverkusen in Manchester, 2-0 win over Manchester City. Pep Guardiola said he made too many lineup changes, 10 of them from the match on the weekend. City had a 23-game unbeaten home run in group stage matches in the Champions League. That is over. Chelsea, comprehensive 3-0 win over Barcelona. Estevao was the superstar of this one, not Lamine Yamal. Spectacular goal for Estevao. Barcelona fell apart after an early own goal and a red card to Ronald Araujo. Chelsea had three goals disallowed in this one as well for being offside. Napoli, 2-0 win over Karabag. Scott McTominay with a header and an own goal. That's all Napoli needed. Both clubs are now on 7 points in mid-table spots in the Champions League. Bodo Glimt and Juventus, north of the Arctic Circle in Norway. Wild back-and-forth game. Bodo Glimt was up 1-0. Juventus came back to take the lead 2-1. A late penalty for Bodo Glimt made it 2-2. And then an even later winner for Juventus, Jonathan David, the Canadian international, with the goal in stoppage time. Juve, first win in Norway. They win 3-2. Borussia Dortmund, 4-0 winners at home over Villarreal. Serhu Girassi scored twice. Juan Foyth got a red card in this one. That helped swing the match firmly in the way of Dortmund. They broke a three-match winless streak with a big breakout win. Marseille, 2-1 win at home over Newcastle United. Harvey Barnes scored early, but Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang answered with two goals for Marseille. Second win in Champions League for them. No goals between Slavia Prague and Athletic Bilbao. Galatasaray lost at home in Turkey to Union Saint-Gilloise. Promise David scored the winner in Istanbul for the Belgian side. And Jose Mourinho's Benfica, they needed a win badly because he had lost six straight Champions League games going back to 2019. He had not won in Champions League since taking over at Benfica this season. They won 2-0 at Ajax, who was even more of a mess than Benfica. Ajax, they're at the bottom of the 36-team table right now. Crisis in Amsterdam. Number two on the headlines, let's take a look at Champions League coming up tomorrow. Copenhagen will get us started hosting Kairat Almaty. Copenhagen trying to get into the top 16. They have to deal with Kairat, who is dangerous on the counter. It'll be one of the 12:45 games alongside Paphos of Cyprus hosting Monaco. Paphos does have a win. Monaco hasn't been great on the road. Kind of a tricky game going to Cyprus. Monaco needs a win here to stay in the top eight conversation. Could actually be a fun game in the 12:45s. The 3 o'clock, you got some great games tomorrow. Arsenal hosting Bayern. First team versus the second team in the standings. Both perfect, four wins through four. Martin Odegaard is pushing for a return after nearly 2 months out. Going to be huge. Going to be huge. If there's a winner here, they will be in the pole position to have the top seed coming out of the group phase. If there's not, maybe it opens the door for somebody else. Atleti, they are hosting Internazionale. This should be a fun one as well. Inter have been one of the most consistent teams in Europe so far this year. Atleti, you know what you're going to get out of Diego Simeone and Thiago Almada. Looking forward to seeing him on the pitch against Inter. Frankfurt hosting Atalanta, two teams that love the transition moments. Frankfurt very good at home. This could be a fun one. Liverpool, this might not be a fun one for them. They have been struggling as of late. They're hosting PSV. Liverpool, eight losses in their last 11, back-to-back 3-0 defeats, big-time defensive injuries right now. PSV lead the Eredivisie, the Dutch league, and they got a lot of confidence in trying to exploit Liverpool's poor defending. Olympiacos hosting Real Madrid. Real Madrid have no healthy center backs right now. This seems to be a recurring trend over the years for Madrid. They are winless in three straight in league play, three draws. Olympiacos have not been good in Champions League, but they have been better at home. So this is maybe a little tricky for Madrid. PSG and Tottenham Hotspur. PSG have been a little uneven this year. They've had a lot of injuries. They're trying to get Ousmane Dembele back for this one. Spurs have not been very adventurous in the attack. They've been a little bit disappointing to their fans under Thomas Frank. I don't think they're going to be adventurous in this one in Paris. I think PSG should be okay in this one. Sporting from Portugal, they are hosting Club Bruges. Sporting have been really good in Europe so far this season. This matchup has real top 16 implications. Sporting good on the ball. Club Bruges, they struggle when they fall behind. This is a big one for that mid-table positioning kind of spot in terms of having advantage going into the play-in round of the knockout phase. Number three on the headlines, let's go back to Madrid. Right now, you got a big headline in the drama between Vinny Jr. and Xabi Alonso. Multiple reports saying that Vinny told club president Florentino Perez that he is not going to renew his contract while Xabi Alonso is the manager. Contract runs to 2027. Negotiations stalled out before Xabi got there. They've stayed stalled out because those two aren't getting along. Vinny had that blow up when he got substituted here recently, apologized for it, but didn't mention the manager in his apology. The relationship looks really bad. Madrid is hoping that winning fixes it all. But when we're talking money and we're talking maybe some personal pride here, I don't know if it will. This gets really complicated because I don't know who could actually afford to pay what Vinny wants, what he thinks he deserves, which I think is a little more than he does, unless you're talking about him going to Saudi Arabia. And would he do that, which would be purely for the money? It would not be for sporting reasons. I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. Number four on the headlines, Columbus Crew and Celtic are now working towards their final terms for Wilfred Nancy to become the next manager in Glasgow. Nancy's been on the radar for a European move for a while. I think he's the kind of guy that you could build around for a long period of time. I don't know if Celtic is that spot for him to be at for a long period of time, because I feel like you're under such expectation to win the league and win it by never losing and winning by three goals every game, because that's just the nature of the Scottish league. You're going to have to win multiple trophies there. And then it's going to be hard to compete in Europe because the board is deciding not to spend that much and really compete. And they've said, like, we just can't compete. Can they compete in Champions League? Probably not. But can they compete in the Europa League? Absolutely they can. And they should. And they should attempt to. They should aspire to. It's a weird move for Nancy. It gets him to Europe, but I don't know if it's a long-term thing for him. And then Columbus has to go and get somebody to keep this project going, which has been really good for them. It's transformed them. Going to be a really interesting watch on both sides of the Atlantic with Wilfred Nancy going to Celtic. Quickly, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Number one, Caio Jorge from Brazil. He's leading the Brazilian league in goals right now, and he's kind of found an interesting way to get there. He's paying a bonus to guys who assist on his goals, about $550 per assist. He's got 21 goals, so that's adding up a little bit. Fascinating. Right there. I've never heard of this. I'm surprised. Never heard of anything like this before. Number two on things that make me smile, Atlanta United's academy team in the UPSL, a big 4-0 win over Atletico Buford in the UPSL Georgia playoffs. Three U15s were on the field to help close this game out. It's mostly a U18 team, but you had three U15s in this one to close the game out. Really impressive across the board in this game. Julian Blaylock was flying up and down the wing, was a ton of fun with a goal or two goals and an assist in that one. And number one on things that make me smile, Santiago Sosa, our old friend, used to play for Atlanta United in the midfield, went back to Argentina and went to Racing. And he has become a folk hero at Racing. Came back from an injury last night in the Argentine playoffs to help Racing beat River Plate, his first club. He was playing with a gigantic protective mask after a horrific facial injury. He captained Racing in the game, his first game back, won 11 of 13 aerial duels with a broken face, and he delivered one of the most inspiring performances of the year in any league. He spoke to the media afterwards. He was emotional about how personal this game was, facing River, the club that when he had an opportunity to go back there, he basically called and asked them to take him back, and they said no, they weren't interested. So he went to Racing and has been dominant, and now he's a player that people are talking about getting an opportunity with the Argentine national team. He was always a good guy here in Atlanta, and it just never quite came together for him. Maybe the move away from his home country, which came a little bit too early, but I'm really happy to see him playing at the level he's playing at and showing the leadership skills that he's showing. Racing's a team to watch in potentially winning the title in Argentina. They knocked off River Plate 3-2 yesterday with a stoppage time goal. That'll do it for this edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Tons of stuff between now and next Tuesday. We will set the table for the World Cup draw next Tuesday. All the news, all the rumors, all the innuendo, that'll be coming up next Tuesday when I am back with you on AST. Adios, everybody.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing we can do to help maximize your total project value. Our pre-project planning services can help you win the bid and stay efficient. So give us a ring and see how this one more thing can make all the difference.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.